Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Two outs in the ninth. Jeffers deals. And he struck him out! And the Brewers win!
This segment of the Bill Michaels Show is sponsored by Robert Half Diamonds, where they always pay cash for your gold. And by Stein's Garden and Home, planted in Wisconsin, growing with you since 1946. 16 locations, family owned.
My goodness, Jeffers slams the door.
Now, it's time to hear from JJ. Milwaukee hard thrower Jeremy Jeffress is on the Bill Michaels Show.
We are glad you are back, and that's right, he is here. The Brewers reliever Jeremy Jeffress joining us now on the Schneider Orange Hotline. JJ, you got 3 out of 4 going on right now. You guys got past the little bit of a skid. How you feeling?
Good, brother. Had fun last night.
Yeah, you know what? It's good to see Jesus finally get off the schneid and get a couple of long balls, because when he's right and he's happy, everybody's happy, right?
Dude, it's unbelievable. And yeah, you're exactly right. When he's going, it's a different vibe in that dugout, brother, I'm telling you.
What is a guy like that, that when a guy like that is struggling so bad, what do you say to him, if anything?
First of all, you just got to, you know, pick him up, continue to have his back, and then honestly, you got to let him go through, because he's still young. You know, Jesus only been in the league, what, 2 years? So the fact that people are figuring him out, knowing how to pitch him, I mean, you see it in the beginning of the season, man. They're pitching him differently than they did last year. So, I mean, you just go up to him and tell him to stay within yourself. Don't change your attitude. Don't change your mentality, because what you've done to get here has worked. So, you know, just continue to be you, man.
Can a pitcher like yourself look at the way teams are pitching certain hitters? Have you ever looked at a hitter on your team and said, you know what, if I were pitching against you, I would do this? And then if that starts to happen, you can go to them and say, hey, this is what they're doing to you. This is what I would do. This is what you got to look for.
No, I wouldn't tell them what to look for. But, I mean, I've definitely looked at some of our hitters and said, I mean, because you got to compare hitters throughout the league. So, you know, the Christian Yelich's of the league, I mean, there's probably only one, which is him. But, you know, the Charlie Blackmans of the league, the Vados of the league, those guys, a lot of guys hit similar or, you know, like the same pitches as them. So you gotta kind of, you know, judge in that area.
Also wanted to ask you, did you approve personally your bobblehead? Because that's coming up this weekend.
Yeah, I approved it.
Did you?
That's beautiful. Yeah, for sure. You see the beard on that thing?
I have not. I haven't seen it yet. So that's what I'm because I wonder. Because sometimes, for a while there, they were putting bobbleheads out that everybody looked the same. All they did was either change the color or put a beard on them. And now they're starting to look more and more like you guys.
Yeah, they're starting to look like us. We're starting to do a lot of motion in them. So I like what they did. They got the nice leg lift with the glove. You know, the glove over the knee and the stare. The stare is amazing.
Nice. As long as you get one that kind of looks like you, you're good to go. There's nothing wrong with that. Hey, the team finally got back into the win column. You won 2 out of 3 over the weekend. You win the one last night. It's not, you know, that you're talking about competition. Everybody's really solid in Major League Baseball. But what was it like to go into New York and finally get a couple of wins and finally get a little bit of that trepidation off your back?
I'm good, man. Because we did get sweeps in St. Louis, which was, you know, kind of heartbreaking, but getting those wins in New York, you know, winning that series and definitely coming home and winning this game, you know, winning the game last night, you know, with some good pitching by the starters, took us deep. You know, the bullpen came in. We got a new call up from Jay Jackson, and you know, he came in. So, I mean, what we're doing now, we just have to literally keep in our minds that that's all we need to do is just stay focused and just play our game.
Is it just that simple?
Honestly, I mean, the game will take you each and every way, but as long as you stay on that same even keel and just play the game, it can be that simple, yeah.
So I wanted to also ask you about, you know, the rest of the division, because we know the Cardinals have heated up. You've seen them now numerous times. The Cubs are starting to heat up. Is this because is it way too early to start looking at standings?
For sure. You look at teams that's on a consistent winning column. That's all you look at right now. You look at standings when it's time to judge to go to postseason or who's clinching or whatever. But right now, you try to get on win streaks is what you look at right now, and you're trying to win percentages and stuff like that. And then you try to stay healthy, man. That's the biggest thing, because you're not going to be able to get there if you don't stay healthy.
Well, how's your health right now after being here now a couple of weeks? How you feeling?
Good, man. Good. Every day is a process of getting stronger and stronger, and I feel like I'm back where I need to be. So I just, you know, can just go at them, continue to attack hitters, and get back to JJ.
Well, that's just it. You feel like you're back to yourself now?
Yeah, for sure.
Which is a good anchor in the back of the pen. Do you like the way kind of the pen is setting up right now? Because, you know, for a while there was kind of a rough stretch. You get in there, you start to get stabilized. You were trying to get your legs under you. You know, Josh got dinged up a little bit. But do you like how things have kind of settled back down?
Yeah, we're trying to find out. There's been a lot of moves in our pen. So, I mean, we're trying to establish, you know, what kind of roles we can get in, or what, you know, whatever the case may be. Because, like I said, we don't look at roles. We look at how long the starters go and who's healthy, who's been pitching, who's, you know, how many days they've been going. So that's all we look at, because everybody in our bullpen is set up for every situation Counts wants to have, you know.
Talking with Jeremy Jeffress, Brewers reliever. He's got a big bobblehead coming up this weekend. It has been approved by him, officially approved. Hey, defensively speaking behind you, I mean, I know Gamel had the fly ball the other night that just kind of fell in, but even when you've had guys that have stepped out of the lineup, a guy like Ben Gamel, I mean, he had a couple of tremendous catches in Cincinnati. He had another diving catch the other night. Defensively behind you, you feeling pretty good about the guys that are in the outfield?
For sure. I mean, those guys, they bust it every day. You know, you can see the work they do in BP. They make sure that their defense is there, because that's what wins ball games each and every night out. You pitch and you play defense, and, you know, you score the run, you keep the score above the other team. So the biggest thing is the defense. And yeah, I mean, that outfield, you hit it to center field, it's caught. You can forget about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's just like, in the infield, you got Arcia up the middle, just controlling everything, and the way he plays so smoothly and so electric, man. You know, I like the middle infielder, and, you know, each and everybody in the infield. I mean, everybody practices hard and makes sure they're in communication with each other, you know, so they can get those routine plays.
How long I was going to say, how long does it take? Because we had talked about kind of getting into a rhythm and a few injuries. Not like, you know, the Yankees have had injuries, but you guys had a few injuries, and now Christian's down. And how long does it take to kind of get a clubhouse? Because you guys are together all through spring training, but getting into the regular season is a little bit different. How long does it take a clubhouse to kind of start to really kind of come together? Or was it already together prior to leaving spring training?
Yeah, it was together, man. We knew our plans going in. You could see the passion that we had in spring training, you know, with that brand new facility. We enjoyed it. We appreciated everything about it. So we wanted to make sure that we was in communication of, like, we have unfinished business, like we knew we had, you know, because, you know, everything was, it fell short for 2 years in a row, and we cannot do that anymore. So it's a big thing that we do come together, and we do make sure that everybody stays healthy and pick each other up.
When you guys were going through the bout of losing and people were starting to kind of look at things saying, okay, pitching-wise, what do you need to do? Do you need to make moves? Do you need to add a piece? It's not that anybody ever wants to lose their job, but what does it mean if David Stern says, okay, look, we believe we've got the team to go, so if he does go out and add a piece, is that a confidence boost for you guys to say, hey, they believe in us, so therefore they were going to go out and kind of push the chips to the middle of the table? Or is that something where you look at it and say, they don't believe in what we're doing here, they have to go out and find additional guys?
No, that's help, man. That's actually, they see something up top that we can't see. So, I mean, honestly, you know, whatever the decision that they make, is we can't focus on that because we can't see what they're seeing.
Mm-hmm.
We can't see what, you know, the service time, all that stuff that they have to deal with up top, that doesn't concern us on the field. So basically, we don't know what it is. It's a guessing game. We can discuss between each other, but it's a guessing game.
Hey, with the road trips you guys have you guys had, other than maybe the West Coast trip, have you guys had any nice weather? I mean, like really nice weather? We're not even into warmth yet, man. It sucks here.
No, man, you haven't been outside on your balcony today? It's beautiful out.
I have not today. I drove to work, and I was not basking in the low 50s that were greeting me.
Yeah, over here by the river, the water looks cold and nice over here by the river walk.
Okay. Yeah. Well, you stay out of that cold, damp air, man. You got a game to play. So wrap yourself up, keep yourself warm, and then we'll see you out at the ballpark, okay?
No doubt, brother.
All right, buddy. Talk to you later. There you go. Jeremy Jeffress, the Milwaukee Brewers reliever, joining us for a couple of minutes, who approved his own bobblehead. So when you see that this weekend, know that he gave it his two thumbs up. He joined us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been getting it done. Call them, 800-44-PRIDE, or go to schneiderjobs.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.